Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
What a big, what a big, what a big.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbay.
The Diva Squad. Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Fever Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Butterbay.
Don't, don't.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo,
IDGYAVA. Yeah, in the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end, the future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track, so could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's right from the band.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio, Love, Fan, 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 the Diva Squad.
Diva Squad, you are now on live GQ Palace Radio.
I am Miss Mo Better, and alongside me, I have Miss Storm in the building. Storm, you in the building? You hear what?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, I'm right here. Is Ray Queen in the building? Ray Queen?
Yes, yes.
Hey, baby. What's going on, ladies?
Hey, hey, hey.
Happy Wednesday.
We made it through another week. Happy hump day. Today is who believe in getting over that midweek hump, you know. Happy hump day to you folks. But before we get started with our show, we'd like to mention over here, GQ Palace Radio, it's strictly opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. It's an adult show as well. We promote 18 and older callers. We are not licensed psychologists. However, if we can help you in any type of way, we will do so. We will try to support you. Hopefully, you, anybody that is listening, if there's anything that we are offering, that it'll be of use to you. We appreciate you guys calling in, and hopefully you'll press that one and go on live and engage in the conversation. Tonight's topics, we're talking about domestic violence. So that's a major situation. So we hopefully, you know, that somebody will reach somebody today. So, excuse me. My voice is a little scratchy today. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, pardon that ashy voice of mine. pardon me.
You sound a little parched.
Hello. me. Oh, Lord, it's too early. Don't y'all get me started. If you guys have any announcements before we get into our topic for the evening?
No, you have, that I can think of.
Only one that I have is just with the topic being what it is, you know, we would like people to press that one button tonight, even if it's just to share a story, share your experience, give some advice. You know, we would like, you know, people to press that button, that one button. If you're able to do it, please do. You know, if you cannot do it, it's okay. Just sit and listen. And, you know, we appreciate the support either way.
Absolutely. I just have one quick announcement. This is in lieu of the Michael Brown Scholarship Fund. The dates are May 19th and May 20th, 2017. On Friday, May 19th, is the fish fry from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Donation is $15, some good food. and on Saturday is the walk. You can actually walk the dinner off or at the 5K walk, which is from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Greenport High School. I know GQ Palace have donated, you know, some waters and stuff to them. Their last walk they had, GQ Palace had donated to them. So shout out to Carrie and Denise and everybody for the Michael Brown Memorial Scholarship Fund. Again, the number for that is 631-268-4582. So you can call and get further information through that number as far as the fish fry and the 5K walk goes. Again, that's May 19th and May 20th. So hopefully you guys can participate. And thank you in advance.
May 19th.
And May 20th, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
and what was the number
all
again?
Donations are accepted. They accept all types of donations. So, you know, if you can support, that would be greatly appreciated. So
what was the number again? The phone number?
The number again is 631-268-4582 is the number to call to get in contact with either Carrie. Well, anybody will answer the phone. That, you know, whoever answers the phone can give information about the events. So it's a great event. They've had great turnouts. They've awarded 15 scholarships and 2 grants. So that's pretty major, you know. And you know they give it to really the most needy, you know, and random people from all over. It's not just local people who receive these scholarships and stuff. There's people that's traveled from, you know, from Queens or the, Nassau County, you know, Western Suffolk County and stuff. So it's not just to the local people who they've given these scholarships and stuff to. So that's why, you know, the support is, you know, greatly appreciated and it's needed, you know. College is expensive.
Uh-huh.
College is expensive. So, but hopefully we'll have some type of relief in that matter if with this going to the SUNY schools for free. Well, you know.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully there'll be some type of relief for people graduating high school and stuff. So on that note, we are going to get into our topic this evening, which is domestic violence. And to start off, I am going to give the number to domestic violence hotline is 1-800-799-7233, which is SAFE, 1-800-799-7233. That's the number to the domestic violence hotline. So if anybody is listening right now and feel that they need to get on that line right now, please do so. Don't hesitate. It's a serious situation that does. It's not just limited to just women. Men and women both experience some type of domestic violence. And tonight, hopefully, we can give you some type of signs to let you know that you are in that type of situation, or you know, or somebody that you know is in that situation. And hopefully, you can somewhat extend yourself to help somebody out that is going through that, that feel they have no outlet or other avenues they can take as far as domestic violence.
Right.
There's a lot of reasons why domestic violence happens. You know, it's sad. It's sad because when you're in a relationship and you feel that you have to abuse your partner or, you know, your spouse or whatever, that says a lot about you, that you need some type of help.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It really does. And before we actually continue, I do want to give a shout out to Kitty Bay, who is working on Kitty City, you know, which is definitely going to be a Netflix series that's coming out that, you know, a couple of us are going to be in it as well. And I'm hoping that she'll definitely call in tonight and just share her story, because that is based on domestic violence. It's, you know,
absolutely,
something that she also went through, and she's actually telling about it. And you guys gotta, definitely gotta see it. You gotta get ready. You gotta be prepared, because it's gonna be really good. It's gonna be really, really good. And you know, I don't really, you know, back people, but I'm backing her. You know, I'm definitely backing her. Those of you who've seen the pictures, we look fierce. And we look fierce. We got a lot of different, you know, kitties on there, and we, you know, Storm is definitely in the building. She's not Storm, but she's in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a different name, a different part that I will be playing in there, so I'm really excited. So definitely just shout out to her, and I'm hoping, you know, that she's able to call in, just share a little bit about, you know, herself, Kitty City's story, so this way you guys will understand a little bit more about that, and, you know, someone that has experienced it that's actually doing things about it. You know, like, she's not still in the situation. You know, she's definitely making a difference, and, you know, GC Palace definitely supports her.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Kitty Bay. To Kitty Bay,
okay,
and her endeavor of Kitty City, you know. Shout out to Kitty
Bay.
Right? Yes, indeed. The thing is, so many different types of abuse. There's physical, there's mental, there's sexual, there's spiritual, you know, all types
emotional,
of abuse.
Yep.
Emotional, and you know what, a lot of times you really don't recognize when it's happening, you know, as a victim. You don't really recognize when it's happening. When it's physical, of course, you know that's abuse. That goes right away, you know what I mean? That goes without question.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes mental and all kinds of other stuff, where, you know, it's hard. It's really hard, and it's sad and it's scary, you know, because you have a lot of people that become victims of circumstance. They be like, well, under the circumstances, I can't, you know. You can have a partner that's solely supplying everything you need as far as finances and stuff go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been depending on that for so long, so now, you know, what way do I go? Because I've been depending on him for so long, and I'm speaking from just a woman's point right now. I've been depending on him. He's paying the rent. I can't go nowhere. Where am I going to go with the kids and all? You know what I'm saying? That's becoming a victim of circumstance. And then at the same time, he's like, oh, I'm paying all of the bills. I'm doing this. You can't do this. You know what I mean? And just start shooting a negative at you. That's what becoming a victim of circumstance is. And this is how a lot of people end up in such abusive relationships for so long. You know what I mean? And it's just not to say that always have a plan B, you know, because you don't get into relationship with that state of mind where I'm going to need plan B. You're looking for the long haul as far as that matters. But, you know, somewhat of an independence. Still try to have somewhat of an independence as far as that matter. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, Diva.
No, you go.
So I was going to say, I feel like sometimes you lose yourself sometimes when you're in relationships. And I know, like, me personally, like, I think, and I wouldn't even call it, you know what, I don't want to sugarcoat it. I wouldn't even call it, like, a domestic violence situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you there was one time that I remember, and I mean, oh, my God, this was probably in, like, the 90s. You know, I was with someone, and when that person hit me, when I tell you, I took every mite that I had, and I put them right through the wall, and it felt good. But I'm going to tell you something. It felt good that I did it because I put them through the wall, and the imprint was there. But the sad part about it was I still stayed, but he never put his hands on me again, you know?
Mm.
So it wasn't like I left because I didn't. It was more like a heated discussion. And, you know, sometimes when you're in relationships and people think that because you're younger, you know, you don't know no better. You know, if you ever met someone that says, you know, well, I'm going to mold this person. You know, I was with someone and they felt like they wanted to mold me to be what they wanted me to be, what they wanted me to be. And at the end of the day, because I was so young, it was like that mind, that mental abuse, I guess you can say, because it was more like emotional than anything else. But when that person raised their hand that one time, I put that nice imprint right through the wall, and we never had a problem again, you know.
Wow.
And then as years went on, I heard about something that had happened with this person, you know, with a relationship that they were in prior to me, and he was abusive. And that's all he knew because his father was abusive. And that's what he experienced in the household. And I'm going to tell you, that was the one time I ever experienced that. And that was the last time. And I pray to God that anyone that is experiencing something like that, that they do get help. You know, don't be a human punching bag. You know, you're not here to be abused. You're not here to be punched on. You know, it's like if that love hurts, I don't want it. I'm sorry.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Right.
we do have a call. Let's go for the call. Call, are you there?
Hi, it's Kitty.
Hi, Kitty.
Hi, Kitty. Hi.
Welcome,
how are you, ladies?
We're doing great. How about you?
I didn't hear you.
So we're doing great. How about yourself?
A little tired, but I'm there. I'm okay.
Okay, good. Goes along with the territory, right?
Yeah, it does. I'm not complaining. I asked for it, and so it's good.
Okay.
But, you know, I was listening, and, you know, it's so funny because I'm listening. I didn't push one because, you know, sometimes I like to give people, opportunity to call in and see what's going on. But, as you know, I said, well, you know, I'll wait until I know it's something that I have to address, right? And so as soon as my sister Storm said what she said, it was like press one, right? Because the thing that you said that is so amazing that all women and men who are in abusive relationships or have been, they minimize it. And you said, I wouldn't call it a domestic violence situation. And they always do that because they minimize the level that they were in. And this, you know, of course, it's nothing against the individuals who think that way. They just don't know any better. So domestic violence is domestic violence across the board. It's like if people can understand, if anyone believes in the Bible or the Quran, because we have different ways to believe, the Bible and the Quran says that sin is sin, right? There's no
That's
sin
right.
above any other sin. Sin is sin.
That's right.
And
it's
so
right.
that that's a way is to get people to understand domestic violence is domestic violence. It doesn't matter to what happened, how it ended, you know, if he hit you, if he slapped you, if he pushed you, if he said, you're not getting any money today, if he said, no, you can't go, let me get your phone, if she said, you can't go with your family because if you love me, you'll choose me over your mother. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the reason why people do make the mistake that Storm made in saying that is because of the word domestic violence. They
mm-hmm.
they incorporate it just being violent. And
right.
so it's not just being violent. However, however, a better way to look at it is the reason why they use the violent part is because of the impact it makes on people. How what it does to people on every level, financial abuse, you know, physical abuse, emotional abuse. It's the violence of it is so impactful, and I think that that's why the violent part in it is great.
Absolutely.
But it's very known for people to minimize, because someone said to me, her husband I don't know if he still is, because I lost contact with her, but her husband was hitting her, and she found out what happened to me. She said, I haven't been what you've been through. And I just was like, but that's where it started, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Just hitting. He was hitting me.
Yep.
And then, you know,
yep.
and then
yep.
he stabbed me and my son. And so,
mm-hmm.
but I don't hold anything against her. That's the reason why I wrote Kitty City the way I wrote it, is because I want people to start thinking on the level of it doesn't matter what
that's
kind
right.
of abuse it is. It can lead to death.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen.
That's the truth, because my friend right around the corner, her name is Carrie, she just lost her daughter on 4th of July last year to domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wow.
a lot
Let
of
me
people
stop you right there. Do you know where I got, you know when I got stabbed? On the 4th of July of 2008.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Mercy.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that, because, you know, you're having a party, and, you know, not to say that was your situation. I'm speaking of the young lady around the corner now. And, you know, she had a party. The boyfriend came there, which is her children's father as well. You know, he's probably full of alcohol or whatever he was full of. He and two other people jumped this girl and, I mean, really just, like, brutally beat this. And she's a tiny girl. She was a tiny girl. And it just, it hurts me to even speak about it, because, you know, she was trying to get herself together. You know, she finally had moved on from him. You know what I mean? And he
mm-hmm.
had so much rage in him to, well, he wouldn't even let her go. You know what I mean? She had just got a new apartment, a new house and all that stuff. And then 4th of July, that she had a party, and this is what he did to her. And she ended up going to, had an aneurysm and stuff. It was so much head trauma, she ended up dying.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I think so I saw that on
July, the same thing happened to me. On the 4th of July, we weren't having a party. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. We were asleep. You know, we had an argument the night before, though, you know, and so he knew it was over. I told him it was over, and I was listening when Ms. Mo, when you were saying have a plan B, and you have to, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I talk about in my book, one of the mistakes that I made was I had a plan B, but I voiced it to him, and that's a big mistake. You cannot tell a man or a woman that you're leaving. Now, he knew I was leaving because he saw it in my eyes. When you're with someone for a long time, they know. They see it.
That's right.
Because
he
beat me for 10 years. And I would say, I'm leaving. And he knew I wasn't serious. But that day he knew, because I was serious and he knew it. And so that's a mistake. I would never suggest that. You have to make your plan. And you have to make your goal. And you just have to go. And
like my grandmother, her thing, you forewarn a person, you forearm them. And like you said, when you divulge that information, you're like, all right, you think you're going somewhere? You know what I mean? But my thing is if you feel this much anger towards another person that you're actually supposed to be intimate and sharing your life with, what is wrong with you? You know what I mean? Why you can't just leave, just walk away? You know what I mean? And I guess that's just the power, the power that they have in them, that they just want to be in total control. That, you know what I mean? I just, for the life of me.
Kitty, I know you're not going to say the whole time, but would you just give them a little bit of information, whether it's about Kitty City or whether it's about your book? Can you just share a little bit more
about
your
story? Yeah, what's the name of your book, too?
Well, okay, so the name of the book is called Crossover.
It's out already?
You can get it on Amazon, or you can get
it
online at Barnes & Noble. It's called Crossover. It's called Kitty Beige Crossover. And I have a co-author along with me, John Reagan. And it's about me and my son's life. It's not just about the stabbing, but it's about my son and I, our life, and what led to the domestic violence and a lot of different things that have happened to us because of that. Great things, as a matter of fact, because of that. Because we all know that what the enemy uses for bad, God will use it back, turn it around for good.
You better know it. You better know it.
And so it talks about that. So in really quick, July 2008, my ex-husband stabbed me and my son in our sleep. And the idea that people think that it can never happen to them, I just want people to know that it can, because I would have never thought in a million years, even after he was hitting me, that he would stab me. I always looked at it as levels, like everybody else. There's levels of domestic violence. There's levels of this. There's levels of that. I never thought in a million years he would stab me, and let alone my son.
Exactly.
And so from there, you know, the Daily News did this story for 4 days, and then ESPN picked up the story and did it a story on us. It's called, the story for ESPN is called Scarred. And because my son plays basketball, so that's why ESPN picked up the story. But then from there, you know, I wrote the book, I wrote Crossover, and then I wrote Kitty City. And so the reason why I wrote Kitty City is because my book is an amazing, and I'm bragging on myself, I am, because
that's
it's
okay.
A great
Go
book.
Ahead.
It's a tool for all women and men to use to see if they're in a domestic violence situation. Are you there? Are you in it?
Right.
One of the questions that I'm always asked is, why did you stay? Women and men stay for a lot of reasons. Some people stay because financially they're afraid that they won't be able to take care of themselves or their children. Some people stay because their self-esteem. They think that this is the person who loved them, and nobody's going to love them like this person loves them. It's about self-esteem. Some people stay for the children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people
the victim of circumstance.
Stay, right. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's a lot of reasons why people stay, and it's easier said than done to leave, right?
Oh, of course.
But my situation was simple. My situation was simple. I had two children from my first husband who was abusive, right? So really quick, I never call myself a victim or a survivor. I'm a conqueror. And a conqueror
That's
means
right.
that mm-hmm. I will no longer be in an abusive relationship on any level.
I know
and
that's
so
right.
And so my first husband was abusive, but I fought back, right? That was a relationship where he hit me and I hit him back. I wasn't going to go for it. My second husband was abusive, but he was too big. He was too strong. But before I met him, it was just me and my son, and I was pregnant. And you know, the mind and the things you go through can really mess you up. It was a snowstorm. Yeah. My first husband kicked us out. I was trying to get over the Bronx to the bridge to the Bronx. It was a really bad storm. We found a refuge in a building. My long story short, I didn't have anything to eat. I found a sandwich on the roof and brought it down and we ate it. And from that moment, my mind, when I met my second husband who had this amazing job, my mind said, I have to stay because that's going to happen to me and my children again.
Right.
And so instead of, you know, fixing myself through counseling or whatever it was, I went into the second abusive relationship. And so I wrote Kitty City because the book was great. The book is a tool. It's a wonderful story. It's a true story. Everything in it is true. It's funny. It's sad. You know, It's amazing. But people still won't talk about domestic violence if they read my book. They'll read my book, they talk about it for a few days, and they'll leave it. So Kitty City as a TV series is right in your face. You're going to have to talk about it because it's going to be things in there that you hate. You're going to hate the fact that it's violent, right? You're going to say, well, this is about domestic violence, but it's so violent. Because that's what I want. I want it to be violent so that people can start talking about domestic violence and saying, what can we do? What more can we do? Yes, we have domestic violence shelters, but look, women are still getting abused and women are still dying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have order protections in place, but we do know that. Have you ever known a woman to get killed without an order of protection? It's when she gets the order of protection when she gets killed.
It's when she dies.
That's right. That's what happens.
That's what happens. It's when she says, I'm leaving, I'm tired, is when they try to kill her or him. Because men are victims, so we have to remember that. And so Kitty City, it kind of puts it, without telling the whole TV series, it puts it in your face. It's not, domestic violence is not a poor thing. It's not a ghetto thing. It's not a black thing. Not a Hispanic thing. It's a white, black, purple, green, rich,
any
poor,
color.
Poverty.
Any.
It's domestic violence. It's everybody on all levels.
Right. Okay. You're dealing with people that are sick or self-haters. They are weakling. You know what I mean? So, and instead of owning who they really are, they'd rather take it out on the victim. You know,
but
make the victim think that it's your fault.
Right. But let me just say this. Yes, those people who abuse are horrible people.
But we have to get the
people who are in the situation, the victim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to get them to start looking in the mirror at themselves.
That's right.
And we have to get them to start saying, what is it that I'm thinking that I feel I deserve?
That's what we have to start to look at them.
Don't blame them and don't call them stupid because they're staying. But we have to get them to start asking themselves, why am I here?
That's right.
And then
when
they come up with the answer, accept the answer. Don't say, because she says, I'm afraid that I won't be able to feed my children. You say, oh, that's impossible because you can go anywhere. We can't do that because, you know, that's not, it's easier said than done. But we have to accept why he or she stays, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to say, okay, so now how can we get her or him to get out of that frame of mind?
Right. To get them to start speaking lives into themselves. You know, start telling, so, you know what, I'm strong. I can do this. You know what
know
I mean? Because, you know,
works.
the first thing that goes is your self-esteem. You know, I wasn't in a physical abusive relationship, but I was in a mental one. And that the mental one can be just as crazy as a physical because a lot of times, the scars are healed. Some scars you don't see, they don't heal. You understand? So,
well,
when we were
younger, we were taught sticks and stones that break your bones and words will never hurt you.
And words will never
hurt
you.
And then as we got older, we found that that was a lie.
That's hogwash. That's hogwash.
Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will kill you.
Words
will put you in a hospital.
Life or death lies in the power of the tongue. Let me tell you, the tongue is as strong as as deadly as an atomic bomb. You know what I mean? So it's like, again, now you have to start speaking to yourself, and I had to do that. I had to start telling myself, listen, what's the problem? What's your problem? You know what I mean? I started asking myself, what's your problem? You know what I mean? Like, oh, no, I'm doing this without you. You know what I mean? And I just started, kept telling myself, you be free from that. You be free. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm almost going to jail and all kind of other stuff because of nonsense. I had to start checking myself, knowing who I really was and how strong that I really was and how much power that I actually possessed. You know, I had to shift my whole frame of mind. My thinking just became totally different. And like you said, I never stated my plan B, and I didn't.
Pay attention to those red flags. Go ahead, Rachel. Pay attention to those red flags, and you know, it, 9 times out of 10, if there's one, another one's going to come after it, and right away.
know your self-worth. You are so far better than what you are going through. And get that plan B in order. And like Kitty Bay say, don't tell it. Don't tell it.
Yeah.
Can I just push out some statistics so that people understand, like,
sure,
what exactly we're dealing with? Can I do that?
Mm-hmm.
So on the average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by intimate partner in the United States. 20 people per minute, right? In 1 year, that's equal to 10 million women and men, right? So 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men are victims of some kind of physical violence by intimate. This is just physical, right? 1 in 4 and 1 in 7 men have been victims of severe physical violence by intimate partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
1 in 7 women and 1 in 18 men have been stalked. On a typical day, there are more than 20,000 phone calls placed to the domestic violence hotline in one day, right?
Wow.
Intimate partner violence, of course, accounts for 50.
Connection, she lost connection.
I think so.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah. I think she'll call back, but it's a
serious situation. And you know what another type of abuse is, though? You have it to where they will actually make you believe that they love you. Whisper sweet nothings in your ear and telling you all the things you want to hear and doing something totally different. That's a hard one. You have no idea because then it builds a rage in you. You know what I mean?
Really?
It makes you become enraged. It really does.
It's been there.
You know what? Ladies, the lines are definitely lit up, so I definitely just want to say the number to call is 646-200. Press 646-200-3838. You have to press 1 to go on the line. And just give your feedback on a topic, share a story that you might have experienced, or if you just want to give advice to someone else, you know, you're more than welcome to do that. You know, we have a format set up for you to, you know, call in and definitely just give your opinion, you know, and it's greatly appreciated. The lines are definitely lit up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you guys still that are on listening, you know. Just if you notice somebody's that's going through something, you be encouraging to them, and you let them give them that number, which is 1-800-799-7233. You give them that number. Offer to go with them to a support group, if you can. Like I'll go with you. I'll take you there. I'm available to go to a support group with anybody that's listening and want to go. And confidential. It doesn't have to be where somebody's exposing your business or anything like that, because this is serious. There's people that are not making it out of domestic situations.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to be somewhat supportive if you can. If you're strong enough to be supportive, you know, be there if you can, because people are dying in these situations unnecessarily.
Bad.
Unnecessarily, and it's scary. You know. And there are a few signs. Is Kitty Bay's back? There's a few signs to recognize in a situation, which is this humiliation. Humiliation. It's verbal insults, physical. That's number one. You know that. There's controlling behavior where they, you know, they don't start treating you like a child. They have unpredictable mood swings. There's picking at your faults, you know, trying to make fun of you. And there's alienating you. There's keeping you away from other people. That's what alienating is. Always placing the blame on you. All of this stuff is a part of domestic violence, domestic abuse. There's manipulation, you know, calculated outbursts. And that means, calculated outbursts mean they won't say anything in front of anybody else. They'll wait to get behind closed doors and hit you. Or abuse you or talk mad junk. That's what calculated outbursts are, you know. And I'm accrediting Active Beat is where I got most of this information from, besides a few personal experience, you know. There's intimidation, They like to intimidate
and
you, feel like they're in control. So if you feel all of that stuff going on, those are red flags that you are in an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm. And Kitty Bay is back on the line with us. Kitty, you there, right?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, my phone, the call just dropped. I apologize for that.
Okay.
But it was interesting because that was the last statistic, so it cut off just the top. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that. But I also wanted to give you statistics on just the United States. That's the United States alone, right? And remember, you know, the statistics when we talk about that partners being abusers, a certain percentages of with a weapon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or violent physical abuse. But in places like Argentina, right? Argentina just got a law passed against domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Just now, maybe in the last 2 years, right? In Argentina, men, because it's a machismo thing, right? It's a Spanish country, it's machismo. Men were beating their women because they owned them. By right, a man in Argentina could beat his woman,
mm-hmm.
Whoever it is, his girlfriend, his whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the statistics for Argentina. When we say 1 in 4 women are hit, there's a woman dies. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
One woman dies every 24 hours in Argentina.
Oh my God.
From domestic violence.
From domestic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
From domestic violence.
Wow.
And if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to go back. I think it's more than one. I think it's three. Three women die. Yeah, I'm gonna, because I don't like to give the wrong statistics. I'm gonna definitely go back and see, but you know that they, you know, if they pass the law, but you know, some it's not a law that you're not getting arrested like here. You know, remember way back when a woman can say, I don't want to press charges. There's no such thing anymore. And you know who started that? The Brooklyn DA started that. They were like, no more. We don't care if you don't want to press charges. You know, we're going to press charges.
We're going to do it, yeah.
Yeah, in Argentina, that still hasn't come to play, right? And so they could just, you know, they could still, you know, hit their women and not get arrested.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what, a lot of that has to do with their spiritual beliefs. You know, you have a lot of people that, you know, take the Bible, Quran, whatever they choose to follow, and they will set it up to where it appeases them. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know. Again, I'm not knocking the way anybody chooses to worship, but a lot of times that puts women or men in situations where they can't be themselves because of their spiritual beliefs.
And now, you think that their spiritual beliefs are more of like where they're like where they're located, where they're brought up, or
well,
do you think
that too, in whatever
because,
area.
Like, I mean,
right?
There's people that come from, you know, all over and come here to, you know, America, and it still, you know, gets done. But do you think it's a spiritual belief, or do you think it's more of like their culture? It's
cultural. More cultural, but they'll say that it's spiritual. You know,
okay.
Because you know, that's like. I'm use Muslims as an example, you know, where the separation and all kinds of things. And I went to a Muslim funeral like 3 weeks ago where, you know, women and men are not allowed to like worship together. It's a lot of things that you can't do, and it becomes a separation. And the separation can be confused. They'll take it and confuse it, and it becomes abuse after a while. And I've known because I used to date a Muslim.
But that's why you got to be careful because it's not all Muslims, right? It's
no,
not
no,
the
no.
Religion.
I just used that as
wait,
an example.
Wait.
No, I just used
I know,
that
but
as
it's
an
not
example.
It's not the religion that that comes from. There's nowhere in the Quran that says you could beat your wife. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that at all.
And that's why
I
said they, they'll use it to their advantage to set themselves up.
Okay.
That's why I said that.
But not every Muslim man does that.
No.
You know, so we got to be careful because we don't want Muslims to think that we're saying because you're Muslim, you could be you, that that they all think they could beat their wives, because the Quran says, you know, the Quran puts women on a very high level. It's a reason why they pray separate, and it's only to do with distraction. It has nothing to do with a woman being below a man. It's distraction.
Right.
They just, and some churches do that. You know, some women can't go on a pulpit. So it's not about the religion. It's about that individual, because the Quran, in the Quran, it says, you know, when they consider a mother and father, right? The Quran says, love your mother, love your father. So it calls on the mother three times. So they, it's the respect that they have for women is huge. It's the individual that makes the decision to beat his wife or
to be abusive to her husband.
It's the individual. It's not the cult. It's not the religion of it. It's the individual. Each individual
is
different.
I got some statistics on Argentina. 95% of Argentinian women domestic violence situation.
Oh God!
Wow.
95.
That's too high a number. Lord God.
So what they're saying is 95% of women at some point get hit, slapped, pushed. Listen, it doesn't mean it's not all physical. So we talk about domestic violence. They get your money. They can't have money. You can't, you know, control. 95%.
That's crazy.
Higher than I thought.
That's insane. To have a country to be ran that way, like I don't know.
Well, let me just speak on the president of Argentina is the one who passed the law. So thank God, right? Thank God, right? Mm. You know, he actually passed the law. So we got to give him some credit, because when he came into office, the women fought for it, and so he passed the law. Not to say that they're still working on men obeying the law, right?
Right. But like you said, that now that goes back to the individual. You have some people that just don't care. You really do, and that's a reality. You have people that really do not care. You know, they'll challenge the law. They don't care.
Right.
And those are selfish people.
Right.
Thank you for all the stats. That was it's a lot. And so that the numbers were a lot higher than I expected, and I was looking online and I'm reading. And I'm like, wow, like this is actually. And then I think to hear it and to know that the stats are accurate to me is a little overwhelming, only because you know that it's a lot, but to know it's that much, it's.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
95%. That's a high doggone. That's crazy. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're working on it. Like they have in Argentina, they have their movement, you know, and the women there are fighting hard against it, but they suffer for it. You know, when they march, a lot of women go home and get beat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, yeah, it's amazing. It's just like, wow. But, you know, the United States here, we have the laws against it, but people are not really listening enough about it. You know, they talk about it a little bit and then it goes away. And we got to keep it in the forefront of the nation's mind. We got to keep people thinking and talking about it so that we have great opportunities for women who are and men who are victims of domestic violence. We have shelters.
Right.
We have a lot of things. But what we need to do is continue to talk about it so that more people are informed of the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, and those signs, you know, you can't get a woman to leave on the first sign, right? We wish, right? We
wish.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even realistic. Right?
No.
It's not realistic unless the first sign is he hit her. Okay, that's it. But it's never a hit first. Oh, trust me, there's a sign before the hit, right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to get him or her to leave. For men, it's the woman who wants to, you know, who goes through your phone when you sleep, right? Men argue with, why, you know that to some people, that's like, that's not domestic violence. Yes, it is. It's abuse.
Mm-hmm. It's abuse.
Because, if he did it to us, what would we be feeling like? Abused.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
just because
right.
she does it to him, so he's not supposed to be still abused. You know?
Yep.
And so,
right.
you know, women hit men first, right? A man does something, but let's say a man cheats, right? Man cheats. So usually, you know, it's emotional. A woman to hit a man first
right.
because of that.
Right. Rationale.
It's abuse. It's abuse.
Yep. That is abuse.
You know, we have to have the same standards for women that we do for men. If a
Absolutely.
Woman cheats and a man beats her, we're still going to say he shouldn't hit her, right?
He shouldn't have hit her, right.
Say uh-huh. he shouldn't mm-hmm. hit her. So it has to be the same way for women. He cheats, you should not hit him. Leave.
Don't hit him. Right. Right.
Leave.
Right. Just bounce up. Yep. Keep it moving.
Nothing
because
enough,
now,
nothing
you know,
enough to leave me.
Yeah, listen. It's like you said, Storm. If you love me to have to beat me up, I don't want that kind of love. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I just have to be that single. I have to be that single woman the rest of my life, please.
And unfortunately, that relationship addiction does exist. Y'all remember I was talking about
yes.
that before. Relationship addiction definitely exists.
Yep. Yep. And it will allow you to be abused. You have
oh,
some,
definitely.
And I've experienced this too, where you knew the person was, you know, being abused or whatever, and you try to intervene or, you know, or talk to them, they will actually catch an attitude with you.
Oh,
you're like,
definitely.
You know what? I've offered myself or whatever, and I see you had a problem, but you don't want the help. Then it's, what else is there to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, ladies, I'm logging off. I'm going swimming. But if you need me before 9:30, text me.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So
thanks for all your information.
Thank you for your
information. Yes, folks, if you are listening, that's Kitty Bay. Check out her TV series coming up soon, Kitty City. She has a trailer out. Check it out. It's gonna be a movie so to speak. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But domestic violence,
and it should be out there, I think, by the end of the summer. It should be hitting everywhere. So definitely
mm-hmm.
Look out for it, because it's coming. Kitty City. And it's called Kitty City.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a Netflix series.
Netflix series.
You know how like
yes,
a Netflix series.
Oh,
so like
wow.
there's gonna be like a series one, then series two. It's gonna keep on going with different series. By the time
yeah.
the first
uh-huh.
one ends, you're not gonna know what the second one's gonna be about. I mean, you're gonna wonder, but you're not gonna know for sure. Then that second series is gonna come out.
Gonna
too.
Have to
so
tune in.
That's right. So definitely be ready. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty City Netflix series. End of the summer. Excuse my Myla.
Hi, Lila. Shout out to Dave Brown, who's listening. Hi, Dave.
Yes,
see
hey,
you.
Dave. Hey, Dave. We see you. I don't know how you spell
no.
we, but we see you.
Look, I know, right? Now people say, nope. You're funny. Yeah, because that I threw me off. I read it, and I'm at work. I'm like, I, huh? And then I was like,
yeah.
oh, you know what? Dave is always doing something different.
Yeah, he always does it that way.
What do you mean?
I could somewhat relate. Where you can and, see what you're saying, you know.
Right.
Anyway.
When he said I, I'm like, I, like, what? And then I was like,
yeah.
all right, I'm sure he has a meaning behind it. But see, that's
of course.
Why you ask questions. That's
then
why you
know
you
already got,
you
it got a story for everything. You know it.
Mm-hmm. You always ask some questions.
Yes,
so definitely
indeed.
Shout out to him. You know, he usually calls in and tries to make us go a little over, you know.
Yeah, I always try to make us spend some doggone money, Dave.
and he put it on a comment, I'm listening. That was like 8 minutes ago. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dave is funny. But it's
all right, Jesus, we do have another caller.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, ladies?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
What up, Betty?
I can't call it. I might spoil it. You know how I do. Slow moving.
Oh, man, you know you ain't going to spoil it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes. Have you been listening to the topic? We talking about domestic violence tonight.
Yeah, I've been listening.
You know. What are your thoughts?
About that? Mm-hmm. It's mental, man. It's all mental. Mental is before the abuse of physical abuse. You understand what I'm saying? It all starts
mm-hmm.
mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's male or female. Don't get it
that's
twisted
right.
Because a lot of people are sitting here thinking that that's what men do. Well, I'm a man. I'm going to tell you something. That's not what men do. It's a mental thing. Women do it too. You understand? It's just sad because a man is more powerful. And I'm not saying it's right for nobody to hit anybody. But if you want to be treated the same, you got to treat everybody the same, whether they male or female. Just because you're a female don't mean you can hit that man and not expect no consequences, and vice versa. You understand what I'm saying? But it's all mental long before the physical. So believe it or not, I really feel as a man that a woman should be able to pick up some of these mental shouts that this guy is sending us. Because let's be real, it becomes a controlling thing first.
Mm-hmm.
So a man is gonna play with your mind and make you feel a certain way, just like a woman can too. So
that's
I mean,
right.
it's called respect. If you don't respect the person, your next person, or it ain't even gotta be your significant other. This goes to kids too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just not abuse to men and women. There's kids and everybody's being abused in this world, but I just honestly feel as a man, it all starts mentally to me. You know,
right.
I mean, yeah, it escalates. Yes, it does. And I'm not saying that's right, but to me, I think it all starts from the mental. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
absolutely.
You have a problem from within. You have a problem from within. Most of these abusers have problems from within. I don't know
that's
what
right.
it was. I can't tell you what it is.
That's
if
right.
If I did, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to y'all. I'd be in a practice somewhere. But I just think it's from within,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what makes anyone want to beat somebody or be with somebody that they're going to abuse or talk about or whatever. You heard?
Right.
I mean.
That's right. And if that's
with,
right.
You know?
They make you that angry or that upset, why are you with them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's my ultimate question. Why be with somebody that makes you that angry or that upset to where you want to physically do harm to them or just control them? You control a dog. You control a dog, an animal or something.
Yeah.
You don't do that to another human being.
Even that, though, that's not sane. But even that, your animal is human too in a sense. If you wasn't going to take it on, why would you take something to be mean to it? Just because
right.
it's a dog don't mean you got a right to kick it. You know what
I'm
saying?
To abuse it, right.
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 Abuse is everywhere. Until us as a people learn how to deal with it from inside of us and deal with our issues, I mean, how can you trust the person with your kid or your dog or your wife or whatever?
Right. Well, see, again, like I said, a lot of times now you have to start talking to yourself. You're like, listen, I'm better than this. I deserve more, you know, and start claiming. You have to speak some things into most things you have to speak into existence.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
getting over this. You know what
Me
I mean?
Personally.
And hopefully it happens sooner than later. You don't want to be that end result where, like Kitty Bay was stabbed in her sleep, her and her son stabbed in her sleep by some sick psycho. You know what I mean? And hopefully, like I said, pay attention to those red flags. You know,
yeah,
when they start alienating you, not wanting you to go around your friends, start checking your phones, start, you know, just not trusting you, period.
Thing.
There's a
it's
problem.
A
there's a problem.
Men like to have control. Men want control. And if a man is trying to control you, just like a woman is trying to control you, and they're trying to keep you away from people who mean something to you, or because you hang with this person and they give you good advice, you might feel threatened because, oh, maybe she's telling her to leave me, this and that. Well, you know, at the end of the day, she's looking out for her friends. But half the time when you do that, these friends turn on you. you know? And y'all say, you know, we got to help them out or we got to be a friend and be there. Yeah, but you know what? Do you have to take the abuse too? Because you're getting it from her.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're getting it from him. Him saying, oh, that be over there, you listening to her, she ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, is she really your friend? Because if y'all really friends, she gonna take your advice and try to get help or something. But
that's right.
So it's a lot of red flags. Everybody want help. Yeah, it's nice to help people. But at the end of the day, should you be abused for trying to help somebody? Even if
right.
it is your friend?
Right.
Because if your friend sees that you're trying to help her, she should want to help herself.
That's
obviously,
right.
Exactly.
I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you straight up and down. So if it hurts your feelings, that means there was some truth to that story. You
That's
need
right.
to do
some
something
truth,
about it.
Yeah.
Because most of the people around you, they going to tell you what you want to hear.
Right.
They're not going
right.
to tell you what the real deal is here because they don't want to hurt your feelings. But a real
right.
friend don't care if they hurt their feelings because they still want to be
right.
when you cry.
Mm-hmm.
And if they ain't, then they ain't your friend. Let's keep it real.
Nope.
I mean, I don't know, man. I'm where I come from, I don't believe in beating on women or that abuse thing. Even when it comes to my kids can tell you, I ain't never put my hands on my kids. I don't believe in
that. That's
right. Right.
Nobody right.
Their hands
you
on
can't
me, so
say what you need to say.
Somebody.
Right. If you can't express yourself through words, then listen, there's nothing else for here us for here to do. Here for us to do, excuse me. It's nothing for us here to do. Like
we know it's
excuse me. I got tongue tied real quick. But if we can't sit down and speak like human beings or normal adults and get to you know to our point, then there's no need of us to even be together. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like I said, you have a lot of people that think love is being beat. They think that's love,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of times hurt people. Maybe the abuser was abused,
right.
you know, not to use that as an excuse. Don't get that twisted because you can break that mold. Like I was abused I don't like the way it felt and I'm not going to abuse nobody else. So that the mold has to be broken somewhere, you know.
See, what they don't realize is statistics aren't just in the hood. Believe me, they got that president on Wall Street right now. That president on Wall Street right now who called his wife and said, you better be in the house and you better be having my dinner. That's abuse, you know?
Yep.
Oh, because I pay the bills, I could talk any way to you? What? So now she a prostitute? You buying her? You know what
right.
I'm saying? So right there,
right.
you disrespected her anyway. Why you want to be with a prostitute anyway? Why you want to be with somebody that you in full control of, have no mind, can't think for themselves?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. So
mm-hmm.
that, to me, right there, is a red flag right there. And that's
mm-hmm.
that's where a lot of men will show you their controlism and their abuse that they have towards you. Because at the end of the day, most men that I know, if they control freaks, you're going to know.
That's
I work around men, and it happens right in my workforce. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't got nothing to do with a woman. Just the simple
mm-hmm.
fact that I'm trying to buy a part from them, they trying to tell me what I should be doing with my money. You can't tell me what I'm doing. You don't control me. I called you for this. Abuse comes in all angles. That's all I'm saying. And it's just not male and female going at each other. You know what I'm saying? People,
mm-hmm.
it's a mental thing to me. It's just mental.
That's right.
It's a real mental thing.
It does. It starts in the, it
yeah.
starts in the mind. It really does.
Jesus, we're going to bring on one
uh-huh.
more caller as well, okay?
Okay.
A call, are you there?
Not only am I here, listen, I see you.
Okay, now listen.
Let me tell you something. Listen,
I see you too. No.
What I'm about to say. Listen. What I'm about to say, I don't want it to end me up in the LGBT or nothing like that. But let me tell you something. Listen,
oh,
let me
Lord.
Tell you something. I love Rich, man. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
I love Brother Rich, man. I really do. So I just want to let y'all, I just want to say that, man, and let it be known, man. I love Brother Rich. I love y'all queens.
We love you too. You know you give us a hard time, but it's Busting our chops. You just keep us on our toes, that's all.
That's
well,
all.
You know what? If you had a soft time every time, there'll be no reproduction. But that's a whole nother subject. You see what I'm saying?
Anyhow, yeah, we ain't get ready to go there right now.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Yeah, okay. we go reel it on back, Dave.
Yeah, all right. You back. All right. On the subject. The lack of discipline is one of our biggest problems that we face in today's society. Lack of discipline.
Mm, talk about it.
Because here's the thing. And this is what I was explaining. I was telling to Brother Rich before I came on. One of our highest forms of property, of real estate property, is in our brain.
Mm.
That is our intellectual property. That's what we really truly want to own, is our intellectual property, our brain. When we don't own that, it causes us to lose the discipline. In losing the discipline, we then tend to strike out at those closest around us,
mm-hmm.
which usually happens to be a significant other, a wife, a child, or a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the family pet, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a avenue in order to direct this high intense energy that we have at times. And rather than directing it to someone else that we love, because that's usually the ones that suffer, the ones we love.
That's right.
We have to be able to redirect this into either jogging or handball or base, whatever it is that we can do other than striking out at our loved ones.
Right, some
because,
kind of physical
yeah.
activity, right.
Mm-hmm.
Something else. Because here's the thing, you have a hard day at work, Or the boss bothers you and you can't really strike back at the boss because, you know what, he'll probably fire you, you see.
Mm.
So you bring that home. And when you bring it home, you pick on someone who you consider to be weaker than you are, you see.
Mm.
And that's where the lack of discipline comes in. Because you're supposed to be able to discipline yourself to the point where, regardless of what happens on the outside, and this is going on the physical realm, you don't allow it to mess with you on the inside.
Mm.
That's both physical and spiritual, in body and in self. So
mm-hmm.
whatever happens outside and you come home, you sit down, you say to your other, listen, honey, I had a hard day. And if she's on one with you, equally yoked, she's going to say, honey, I understand. She's going to
yeah.
probably get your shoes, get your bath, give you a massage, get your food, and just bring you down to the, you know, to that pampering level, because as men, we all want to be pampered. We all want to be in the bosom just like we were kids, you see. We all
mm-hmm.
want to go back to that area that we came from, be it in reproduction or otherwise. That's what we as men want to do. I'm speaking, well, for me anyway, that's where I want to be at all the time, you see.
Right.
And it's just sad. It's just sad that we don't have it. But there's a overstanding of why we don't. And it goes back, and I don't want to bring this into the conversation because it goes back to the whole beyond slavery and things like that, but we were treated a certain way, and we are just exhibiting those signs and the things that happen to us back on the people that's close to us, you see? Because now
yeah.
normally we are not violent people. We are, let me tell you, we are God-fearing, spiritual, loving, caring people. That's who we are.
That's
in
right.
our genes. That's in our blood.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, along the way things happen and we adopted, that's what it speaks in the scripture, we adopted that which is not ours. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then we were grafted onto that branch. You see? So once you're grafted onto that branch, you start to take the DNA and the same symptoms and the different reflections from that branch. So now you're part of that tree. And in being part of that tree, you start to grow the leaves that is part of that tree, even though it might be a different shade, but you're still part of that tree. You see? So we gotta separate from that tree, we gotta separate from the branch, and we gotta plant our own seeds. And our own seeds meaning that, listen, we have to take care of our own. We have to be vigilant, and we have to make sure that what we're doing here with our own is good. You see, because when he stopped, he said, and it was good. That's what we have to do with our family and our loved ones. We have to say it is good, because we have to show them love. And the love
That's
is
right.
going to come back to us in many ways. But we first have to be able to love ourselves and
That's
show
right.
that we can love them. That's what it's about, man.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Loving yourself first. Start loving yourself first. And you know what? And like you said, and then everything else will start falling into place. Be like, you know what?
Amen.
If I want somebody to treat me good, I'm gonna treat somebody else good. I because
well,
this world goes in full circle. It goes in full circle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It goes in full circle.
First,
what you
no
put out
what.
Is what you get back. Yep. What you put out
yeah,
is what
if,
you get back.
But at the same time, if you don't have that value, or you don't know your worth for yourself, then you don't know what you're supposed to get back. So
that's
why
right.
you have to start from yourself first. You know,
that's
look
right.
at yourself, be, you know, comfort yourself, make sure yourself understand, okay, I'm number one. I don't have to settle for this. This is the sign
no.
that I'm looking, you know, this
yes.
is the sign that's right in front of me. You have to know your self-worth first. And then
yep.
you have to know how to love yourself first before you can love somebody else.
Anybody else.
It starts from within to me.
I agree
100%.
And speaking on yes. yourself, our main job is to be ourselves and let other folks be themselves.
That's right.
And in the middle, we can find a middle ground somewhere in between, you see. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we can't invoke others to do what we want them to do. We have to let them be themselves.
Right.
That's going to avoid conflicts. You be you, let that person be them, and you find a middle ground.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Who they are. You know, you got to accept them. Sometimes, you know, they might come with flaws, and, you know, you kind of got to, while you're letting somebody be their self, you have to let them be comfortable. When they come to you and you see what you're getting, that gives you the option to stay or go. You know, whether and
that's
not
right.
speaking about abuse, just talk about in general. When you're
in
giving
general,
that person,
right.
like this is what I am. You know, I'm not
mm-hmm.
perfect. I'm coming to you with all these flaws. You take me as I am, or don't take me at all. That gives
that's
you
right.
the option to leave.
That's right.
You
that's
know?
So true. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
There we go.
And you know what? You love yourself
what?
So much that your love heals the world. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm. Right. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
right.
Right. And,
yep, so right.
Okay. We
Look
had a very
you,
great show tonight, folks.
Definitely,
right.
definitely. Time is definitely of the essence. We
yes.
we normally go around. The...
okay. I definitely always enjoy myself. I've been so deep into just listening. I didn't even speak much tonight, but I'm still here. Anyway, time is of the essence, and. At around this time, we normally go around the circle and reflect on tonight's show and give our final thoughts. I know Kitty Bay is off swimming, so we already know your final thoughts, and thank you for chiming in. We love you. Rod, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What were your final thoughts?
Like they say, you just got to love yourself, and you know what I'm saying? And it's, you got to see the warning signs ahead of time. You got to be, like, vigilant, like everybody say. You know what I mean? Like, if the signs are there, don't be fooled by the first couple of dates. You know what I'm saying? Because that's,
uh-huh.
That's when they usually hide all of that. They try to let you get comfortable with them. And then that's when all of that mental thing comes about. You know what I'm saying? So just be careful. Know your
mm-hmm.
self-worth. You don't know what you're supposed to get out of life. Not what they want to give you, it's what you want. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
right.
Yes, yes.
But you get girls, y'all did it again, you know.
Awesome.
You know,
thank,
ain't got
you.
Stuff, y'all.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Rod. We do. We definitely
thank
do.
Thank you for continuing to support us. Thank you so much. Dave, Mr. Dave Brown, what are your final thoughts on tonight's show?
Mr. Dave come lately.
You see, I'm online taking care of this credit, and as you guys see, I'm getting results. So I'll be a little late, But I'm still right on time. Yeah.
I like what you're doing, though. I like what you're doing, Dave. But I'm mad at you. I like what you're doing. You're definitely doing a good thing. I like it.
Yeah, I wiped them out. But listen, I just want to say to brother, is it Raj or Rob?
Rod. R-O-D.
Rod. R-O-D. Rod. Okay. Brother, man, I hit you all the time, and I got to say I respect you. I respect your thoughts. I respect your intellectual property, and I respect the fact that, man, you always have the good word to bring forth on the stage. And this is what we need. We need other men to have an understanding of our position of where we're supposed to be in the whole dynamics of this whole spectrum that we're in. Because this is a situation where you take the man out of the equation, then you break that puzzle down and you lose the pieces that are needed to bring that puzzle into a whole. And we are part of that whole, you see. And I'm glad you're always on here, brother, because it gives me inspiration to continue to do what I'm doing and motivate me. On another note, we need to get together. Because one of the things that causes this abuse, besides alcohol and different things, is the lack of wealth. If people are upset about money and different things in a relationship, it usually causes arguments, you know. So if we as a people, as a group, as a foundation can get together and we can work on wealth building principles, and also that sexual magic, that is going to create some fundamental explosions that is going to be heard around the world. The other
thing
is, gentlemen, do not ever, ever argue with a queen. It's not going to help. Believe me, it's not going to help. Don't ever argue with a queen. If you see it's going that route, you say, honey, you know what? You're right. Leave it alone. Because I tell you this, if you have the queen behind you, there's no one who can ever be in front of you. Because I'm telling you, they're going to lift you up. They're going to
stop playing chess.
Man, listen. They're going to take you to the moon. Listen, there's nothing like
a
queen behind you. I'm telling you, man. Listen, that's why I keep saying woman is God, because we just been misled to believe otherwise. I know different, you know, and I'm just going to keep, you know, allowing people to know that that's what it is. Never apologize for success. Never apologize for your relationship, right?
Okay.
This is where we are. This is what we do. We are successful people. We are here to succeed. Never apologize for the good thing that's happening, you know. Your relationship is a solid foundation. It just needs to have the right brick layer. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
A house divided can
never
stand.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Y'all got him on point right now. Y'all know that, right?
Of course. We got to keep
right
Dave
now.
In line. We got to keep him in line. E-Y-E.
This is the last thing I want to say. Not everyone deserves to know the real you. Let them criticize who they think you are. That's what it's about. You heard? I love y'all. I came in for a reason, and I hope that reason was felt throughout the world tonight. Because, listen, you have so many listeners. They just don't want to talk, but they're here listening. They're listening to you. And they're listening to everything that's going on, because somewhere tonight, somebody got some help. Somebody is not going to jump out the window. Somebody is not going to hurt somebody because they're listening to you tonight on this radio. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and that's why I'm here. And if it wasn't, you would never, ever hear from me. And that's the fact. That's the truth. I love you all. Rod,
Thank
I appreciate you.
You,
man. Rich, I love you. Love you guys. Thank you very much, bro.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for that.
We love you, Dave.
Input.
Thank you.
Yes.
And geez.
Definitely an awesome show tonight.
Miss Mobetta, you want to give some final thoughts, and then
I do. I'd like to thank our callers, all our callers tonight. Kitty Bay, we had Rod, we had Dave. Definitely Kitty Bay coming through with the statistics and all of that good stuff. It was very informative, and we appreciate her call. Check out her book, The Crossover, Kitty Bay's book, The Crossover. She said there's some stuff in there that it's a tool for people that are going through domestic violence and stuff that you can use. And I just want to say, for anybody that is going through this, or you know somebody is going through this, you start loving yourself. Start talking to yourself. Listen, tell yourself, I'm strong. I'm free. I feel good about myself. Nobody owns me. You know, I deserve better. I will have better. I'm telling you, and it worked. Watch how it starts manifesting in your life. You have to speak greatness. That way it'll actually manifest. You got to put that into the atmosphere. Like, listen, I deserve better. I'm going to have better. So, love doesn't beat you up. Love doesn't abuse you. Love doesn't talk down to you. That's not what love is. I'm sorry. Love is nurturing. Love is kind. You know, love protects you. It'll protect your heart. So, if you're going through anything, again, the number is 1-800-799-7233. Call that number, or you find some type of church that has support groups, or you know, local charities and stuff. They usually have them. So, you know, just don't sit on it, and don't be a victim of circumstance. Don't say, under the circumstances, I have to. No, forget about that, because where those one circumstances were started, another one can be. So.
That's right. Amen. And there's always someone that's willing to listen. There's always someone that's there for you. There's always someone, you know. And if you feel like you're in a corner and can't get your way out, call 911.
Listen, you call whoever you got to call to make sure you can get the point across and people understand you. You know, I definitely, Diva, Miss Mobetta, you covered a lot, you know. So, you know, my final thought is just, you know, once again, it was a wonderful show. I truly enjoyed it. The topics were great.
Absolutely.
I know that we definitely, you know, reached somebody tonight. You know, it may not. You know, they might not have pressed that one button, but I know at least somebody. I know it touches home for a lot of different people that go through on a daily basis, and they're not sure if that's what it's called, you know. But in all reality, it's called something. And, my final thought is I'm always there. I'm always there. No judgment here. You know, anybody that know me, know you can call my phone and I'm here for you. I'm always here for you. I'm going to give you the straight truth regardless if it hurts your feelings or not. You know, I'm here, you know, and sometimes they say, you know, that tongue is very deadly, you know, but I know how to deliver it to people to get them to understand, but not without sugarcoating it, you know. At the end of the day, you know, I'm here because I care, you know. Some people don't ask to be here. I ask to be here on this platform because I care. We care here at the Diva Squad. So definitely I look forward to new callers calling in on a weekly basis. The lines are always lit up, and, you know, we're definitely happy. You know, we're pleased, you know, with everything that's going on, and it was an honor. It was an honor to be on board with you guys. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. I love you guys, and I'm
love you
thankful.
Too.
I love
appreciate you
too.
Definitely appreciate you. And
I
you too, Rich.
Diva.
We not forget about you too, Rich Money.
Our CEO, our executive, GQ Palace, forget about Rich Money.
Pump up the volume.
Can't forget about him. So, but again, it was great show. And real quick, you know, as a reminder, the Michael Isaiah Brown Memorial Scholarship Weekend is coming up May 19th and 20th. So whoever's in the eastern end of Long Island, you know, give your support if you can. The number, again, is 631-268-4582. And, again, the donations are $15 for the fish fry, and it's $15 to register for the 5K walk, May 19th, May 20th. Thanks again in advance for your support.
All right.
And of course, and with that being said, tune in Friday night. Storm, holla at him.
You can check us out on Friday night. You can check us out on Friday night with Storm and Rich Money.
Got me choking over here.
Live above the entertainment. Of course, as Rich Money says, it's butter. We'll definitely be in the building this Friday at 7 p.m. I'm sorry, we will not be in the building this Friday night at 7 p.m. We'll be off this Friday night. We have a meeting to go to. Oh, thank you, Rich Money. Mm-hmm. We have a meeting that we will be attending Friday night. But, of course, Dons and Divas, I'm looking forward to hanging out with the Diva Squad. So let me know when and where, and I'm in the building.
Okay, listen.
All right.
Wherever, whenever, like, listen, how at you here? Well, we got each other's number, so.
Yes. We got this. We got this.
And they do pop-ups. They do pop-ups, so I know they will pop up here and drag me out there.
Yeah, we're going to get your ass up and get some clothes on and let's go.
But, Diva, what we do need to work on, though, for this summer, and I wanted to definitely say it, you know, on the air for you guys, is we should definitely set up a meet and greet once it gets a little warmer outside. We should set up a meet and greet, you know, our people. You know, it's definitely
have a nice barbecue or something.
We can do something like set up a nice meet and greet. I'm so excited, and Rich Money's working on it, and it's great.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
All right.
Awesome. Tune in same time, same place next week to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. And thank you to all of our callers and listeners. And shout out to our CEO and our executive. Big thanks to God. And my family and my sister Divas. I love y'all. Awesome show.
I love you too. Yeah. I love you ladies.
Yeah.
And we're
holla. I love you too. Bye.
We're holla.
Keep you down, nothing gonna change.